In Search of Cleo, How I Found My Pussy and Lost My Mind, by Gina Gershon. I've said that cats serve as familiars, psychic companions. They are certainly company. The familiars of an old writer are his memories, scenes, and characters from his past, real or imaginary. A psychoanalyst would say, I'm simply projecting these fantasies onto my cats. Yes, quite simply and quite literally, cats serve as sensitive screens for quite precise attitudes when cast in appropriate roles. William Burroughs. 'Tis strange but true, for truth is always strange, stranger than fiction. Lord Byron. Chapter 1. The Setup. So I lost my cat. Well, actually, he was quasi-abducted by my hippy-dippy assistant Cassandra, who grilled vegetables, taught yoga, and spelled her name with a star. She exuded positive energy, and I believed that all these attributes made her a responsible mammal. Unfortunately, I was wrong. I had left Cassandra with a star, in charge to take care of my life while I was away in Cannes at the film festival. When I returned home from the trip, I learned just how wrong I was to leave Cassandra with a star in charge of my life. As I walked through the door, all I wanted to do was take off my Eurowear and cuddle with my best friend.